Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Today, you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Renee Wallace. She is a new author, and we are going to talk about her testimony and all about her book, Zoe Discovers Passover at Easter. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. Call by Thursday to make an appointment for Friday, as the phones will not be answered on Friday. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. I am so excited because Passover starts tonight. And right now we're going to hear Nancy Santiago's song on Passover. We remember it tells a wonderful story.
On Passover, we remember, we remember, we remember. On Passover, we remember what the Lord has done. He brought us forth out of slavery,
Yes, on Passover, we remember what the Lord has done. So let me give you a quick recap. The Jews were slaves over in Egypt, and Moses came before Pharaoh several times and said, "Let my people go." Pharaoh kept refusing, and so there were 10 plagues that came upon the Egyptians. Finally, the last plague was the killing of the firstborn. Pharaoh just threw up his hands and said, "All right, forget it. Go already, go." And so Moses led the people over the dry land, and it was quite a miracle. And we celebrate our freedom from bondage at this time. Now, there's so much spiritual symbolism because those of us who are slaves to sin are still in bondage. And interestingly to me, that, you know, the Jews were spared from death because if they put the blood of a pure, unblemished lamb on the doorposts of their house, then they were spared death of the firstborn. And as believers in Messiah Yeshua, we have the blood of the pure, unblemished lamb, and that spares us from eternal death. So that's just one of many spiritual ties to the Jewish customs. And, you know, it was Passover that made the most sense to me when I was a new believer, when I was seeking, and it just made so much sense to me. And there are other things that happen during the Passover Seder, the Passover meal. I mean, there are 3 matzahs. The middle one is put in a linen cloth and broken in half, and half of it is hidden away and redeemed later for a prize. And we know the whole story of Yeshua wrapped in linen clothes, and, you know, he redeems us. And if you look at matzah, it's bruised, it's striped, it's pierced. Oh, there's just so much more. And so we're going to hear some songs coming up after this commercial from Marty Goetz talking about the Lamb of God.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com.
God, Lamb of God. and in a grave. Lamb of God, by those you came to save, and now I can praise you all my days, for through you I am of God, Lamb of God. Lamb of God, it happened as you said. Lamb of God, you rose up from the dead, and now I can praise you all my days, for through you I am of God, Lamb of God. And now I can praise you all my days, for through you I am of God, Lamb of God.
This is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, today it's all about Passover. Stay tuned for a fun interview with author Renee Wallace. Here's a great song from Joel Chernoff, The Sacrifice Lamb.
Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on your to rust to wipe away. To bring hope
Prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold. The purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, hey, was for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar. Stay to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son to the world, Jesus the one. Yeshua is here. So brothers of mine, look not to yourself, for we are but
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. It's time for another teaching moment on Bagels and Blessings. During Passover, it's traditional to sing a song called Dayenu. It's a song about being grateful to God for all of the gifts he gave the Jewish people, such as taking them out of slavery, giving them the Torah and Shabbat. And had God only given one of the gifts, it would have still been enough. So Dayenu means enough. This is to show much greater appreciation for all of them as a whole. The song appears in the Haggadah, which is a special booklet we use during Passover, after the telling of the story of the Exodus and just before the explanation of Passover, matzah, and the bitter herbs, or maror. So, here is a cute song called Dayenu. Again, it means enough, and this is from Michelle Gold.
Oh, and never given us more than we ever hoped or planned. We would have praised you for your mighty hand and faithful love, saying it would have been enough. You brought us out from slavery, from world oppression, to a life that's free from sorrow, to joy, from mourning to dancing. Hallelujah,
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Remember to contact me if you would like to be a sponsor. You can email me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. And if you want to support the program, please go to bagelsandblessings.com and click on donate. It would really be appreciated. All right, I'm really excited now to share my interview with Renee Wallace.
Renee Wallace, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. And I must say, what a delightful discovery. We're gonna get to your book later, but I have to just, you know, sort of whet the appetites of those listening, because I saw that there was a book about a child on Passover and the name Zoe. And even though my Zoe, my granddaughter, is spelled Z-O-E-Y, I saw that and I just got all excited. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So let us start with how you were raised. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you were raised in a non-Jewish home. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, yes. In fact, it was an agnostic home.
Wow. So how did you come to know your Savior or your Messiah?
I was escorted to Sunday schools with various babysitters and childcare people. And so over the years as a child, I learned about who Yeshua was and that he came to save me from my sins, to save, you know, basically pay for my sins on the cross. I recognized it almost instantly at 8 years old that I needed a redeemer.
Wonderful. Did you ever know growing up that there were Jewish people that believed in Jesus?
No, as a matter of fact, growing up, I actually thought Jewish people were people that lived like they lived in the Bible. And so I thought every Jewish person who I hadn't met any, but I thought all Jewish people were God worshipers, were holy people. So
oh.
I always had this special love in my heart for Jewish people, thinking that they brought me a redeemer.
Aw, bless you.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. So when did you finally meet a Jewish person, and what was your experience?
I actually, about middle school, there was I met a Jewish girl, but by then I was not really going to church anymore, and didn't have a lot of, there was no Christianity in my home, so I really wasn't paying attention, but she was much better flautist than I was. We were both in the orchestra at school, and she was number one chair, the first chair flautist, and I was number three, I think, but she was such an amazing, talented girl, and that was the first Jewish person I ever met.
Wow. Well, I guess we're going to have to fast forward a little bit to when Jesus, Yeshua, became very real to you, when you really chose to seek him, and then when you found other Jewish people that believed in him. So tell me a little bit about your spiritual journey.
Well, let's see, to try and make a long story short, I will start with, I joined the Navy at age 18.
Wow.
And by age 21, I heard something about prophecy being fulfilled, and that things were happening in history and in the newspapers that were prophetic. And so I thought, well, maybe that stuff I learned when I was a little girl is actually true. And I what I did was I came back to the Lord at that point. I started attending a non-denominational church, and then at age 26, so I basically stayed with you know, kind of the Calvary Chapel, non-denominational type churches. And at age 26, I met my husband, and that would be 86, and I think it was 1991, my husband heard a messianic band play at a mecca church, and he said, "It's a shame that we don't know anything about our Jewish roots." And I said, "Yes, that is a shame." And he really liked the music, and I bought him a tape, and next thing you know, we're going to a messianic synagogue.
Oh, wow.
That's a real short version.
But you really whetted my appetite, because, you know, I'm all about music. I'm a worship leader, singer, piano player. I have to ask, who was the band?
We don't really know who the band was at the time, but the tape I bought, I'm sure you know, because it was back in the early 90s, it was called Messianic Praise. And it had, you know, Paul Wilbur, Lamb, and
yes.
had all these amazing artists.
Yes.
And that was what really got us. And he listened to that tape literally every single day for a month. I knew all of those worship songs. By the time we went to our first Messianic synagogue service, I probably knew half of the worship songs that they were playing.
Wow, you were prepared.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like at the Messianic congregation?
Well, I thought it was all very interesting, And it was a nice place to visit because, after all, I wasn't Jewish, and so I didn't think that we really belonged. But I was a good wife, and my husband said, I want to go here. This is where I want to make our home. And I said, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to because you want to. And that was in 91, and I ended up playing flute in the worship band there and singing with the group, and then later went to school and finished my bachelor's, and now I have a master's in Messianic Jewish theology.
Praise the Lord. Mazel tov. Amen. Mazel tov, darling.
Thank
oh,
you.
My goodness. Which, for those that will be listening, that means, well, we use it to mean congratulations. That's not the literal translation, but I'm telling people. Well, okay then. So you became fascinated with the Jewish roots of the Christian faith so much that you teach it and you wrote a book. So tell me about that part of your life.
So, yes, so we started, I just graduated in 2020, I believe, and so I just got my degree, and I still was asking the Lord, why did I do this degree? Why did you call me back to school? And I started looking into ways I could use the information that I had and how I might be a blessing and how I could bring more understanding to the Christian church about their Jewish roots. And a friend of mine literally randomly said, why don't you write a children's book? I thought, oh, I'm not a children's book. I thought that I got a master's degree so I could write a children's book, you know?
Oy vey, oy.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, well, you know, I don't know about that. So I just kept praying, and within a week, I sat down one day and I wrote the story in about 30 minutes. And
really?
I saw the Lord was working, and I just followed it. So it was just one thing after another, miracles, different obstacles were overcome. It was amazing, just the journey to get the book published. And today, it's officially launched on Amazon. Today is March 18th. It's free today and tomorrow on Kindle, Amazon Kindle.
Oh, of course, by the time I have this on the air, it'll be past that date. But so your book is called Zoe Discovers Passover at Easter. How did you come up with the name Zoe? Because I told you that. That just jumped at me like, oh, my gosh, Zoe.
Well, I know it's a popular name, and I believe the Lord gave me that particular name for this story because it's about life, and her name means life.
Yes.
And then the friend that she meets, the Jewish friend, is named Zahava, and that's gold or golden, and she enriches Zoe's life. Her friendship and the friendship with a Jewish believer enriches Zoe's life. And so that's the idea between Zoe and Zahava. Their names and their meaning, the meaning of their names is significant.
How exciting. So this is your first book?
Yes, it is. The first of a series. I'll be writing on the Jewish holidays now.
Wow. Will there always be a Zoe?
Yes, there will always be Zoe and Zahava. They might have some other friends in the neighborhood coming by for various things, but it's definitely a relationship that we want to hold on to because the children seem to be really responding.
That is wonderful. Now, Renee, what is the best way for someone to get your book? Should they just go to Amazon, or is there another way?
Yeah, Amazon's the best way. It's paperback and Kindle. So either way, either version is available anytime.
And, you know, Passover is a wonderful holiday for Jewish people to think about as it applies to all the things that Yeshua did at the Last Supper and what he stood for. And I'm just wondering if you want to talk a little bit about what you learned about Passover and how it relates to Jews and Gentiles.
Yes, I think that's a really important point. It's important to remember that Passover is still a Jewish holiday, and institution was to memorialize the redemption out of Egypt. And then later when Yeshua came, he used it metaphorically to talk about his redemption for the whole world, for the people of Israel, and then later for the whole world. And so to see the two ways that God redeems, he redeemed his chosen people, and then he came and redeemed everyone, or offers redemption to everyone, with Yeshua. And so Passover is probably the biggest holiday on, in my opinion, in on the Jewish calendar, because it is both Israel's redemption from slavery and the establishment of the Jewish nation, and then the later when Yeshua brings his redemption through his blood and his body.
I just was astounded when I was first becoming a believer. I grew up in the Jewish faith, and when I was learning about Yeshua, and I just saw all the symbolism. I mean, even if you take a look at the matzah, it's pierced, it has stripes, the middle matzah is hidden away and wrapped in a linen cloth, and then it's redeemed for a prize. And I was just blown away. And of course, the blood, the perfect lamb whose blood was on the doorposts, you know, protected the firstborn Israelite from death, and then the blood of the Lamb Yeshua protects us from eternal death. That to me just made so much sense. My eyes were opened. So I'm so glad you chose that for your first book, the topic of Passover.
Well, it was all because of COVID.
What?
Because yes, I was due to be at a special conference overseas during the month of March, but because of COVID and the travel restrictions, I was unable to attend the conference, and so I was open to pursuing writing a book. And of course, I wanted to start with Passover, so I thought technically I'd already written Hanukkah. I'd already written a book about Hanukkah, and I didn't get it ready in time, and so it was too late, and so it's on the shelf, and it's not published yet. So then I was kind of ready when Passover came. I thought, wait a minute, I have time. And I'll be honest with you, I signed up for a program with Donna Partow. I signed up for her book launch program, and because of her mentorship, I was able to, now I'm in a bestseller status, and it's just amazing what's happening with Amazon and how the Lord has blessed this project. And I really think it's because he wants the church to understand their Jewish roots and to wake up to be a blessing to Israel so he can be a blessing to them.
Amen. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that this program goes on the air on the 27th, because that is the first night of Passover. I'm going to move you up the list.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
Tell us, Lord. Oh, sure. Tell us what you're doing, because I know you have something going on live.
Yes, I'll be sharing with believers on live Facebook, on my Facebook group, Enter the Blessings. It's a public group. You don't have to be a member. And I'm going to be sharing every night, 4:30 Pacific time, so that would be 7:30 Eastern time, a little bit about a Passover element and how it relates to us as believers in Jesus. And so for it could be for anyone, a Jewish person that is not familiar. In fact, I have to tell you about one testimony I received. One of the women that read my book said her father was in a concentration camp in Austria, and she was then raised Catholic, so she never learned anything about her Jewish heritage. This was the first time, after reading my children's book, that she learned all about Passover, and she wanted to thank me.
Wow!
That was too much. That was almost too much for me. I'm even now choking up, because who would have thought, in a million years, who would have ever thought that? So there are Jewish people that aren't aware of their heritage. There's also Christians, especially, that aren't aware of their foundations. And what does it mean when Jesus said, here's the blood, here's the cup? What cup? Or the bread? What bread? We need to know. It's matzah. It's unleavened bread. It's the third cup. It's the cup of redemption. Mm. Those are so important. And so I'm going to be sharing little bits about the Passover elements, all the different parts of the Passover, the bitter herbs, etc., and just sharing with believers about that, the concepts and how they relate to Jesus. And then on April 1st, I'll be doing a mini Seder. It's like a one hour, 6 p.m. Pacific time, live at a church where I'll be sharing about the Passover Seder, and they're calling it Jesus and the Passover. And so that's on April 1st at 6 p.m., and that'll be live as well.
And again, is it blessing plural or singular? Enter the blessing?
Plural.
So enter the blessings.
.com.
Okay.
Well, there's a website, entertheblessings.com, and then there's also a Facebook group, Enter the Blessings. And the nice thing about the website is you can download a free devotional, an 8-day Passover devotional for Christians. Mainly my focus is to get the word out to Christians, and so it is, you know, kind of churchy, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And even though I spent decades at a Messianic synagogue, I am aware, you know, of the terminology differences, but I really feel called to speak to the church as one of theirs. You know, I'm one of their own. I'm a non-Jew, and so I feel like I have a message for the church to kind of wake up and smell the coffee.
I'm telling you,
a blessing.
Wow, Renee, you know, God is really using you, and He for such a time as this. Yes.
Amen. 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 With the rise in anti-Semitism, and hopefully we're going to crush replacement theology. These are things I wanted to fight against. I thought I was going to write some scholarly book that was well researched and footnoted, but no. God said, write a children's book. And I think that's because He wants the next generation to know the truth.
And the truth shall set us free.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, Renee, how would you like us to be praying for you?
Let me see. I still have a regular job. I'm actually employed by Chosen People Ministries.
Yay!
Yay!
I just interviewed Mitch Glazer a few weeks ago.
Yes, I saw that. How wonderful! Yeah. And I'm very blessed in that position. But we also have a nonprofit, and we also have a Friday night meeting where we live in Pahrump, Nevada, which is outside of Las Vegas. So we have a lot going on. I guess my greatest prayer request would just be that I stay organized and focused, and I get enough rest, and that the Lord continues to use me in whatever way He chooses to for His glory.
Yes, yes. In Yeshua's name, amen, amen.
Uh-huh.
Boy, Renee, there's something about Las Vegas. You're like the third or fourth person this year that I have interviewed from the Las Vegas area. It seems like that's becoming a hub of Messianic activity.
Great. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And who would have thought, you know, Las Vegas? Can anything good come out of Las Vegas?
Exactly.
Wow. It has been redeemed by the blood of Yeshua.
Yes, wow. Yes, yes.
Well, this is wonderful. I hope everybody will go on Amazon and order the book, Zoe, Z-O-E, Discovers Passover at Easter, and go to the website, enterTheBlessings.com, or
yes.
Go to the Facebook page, Enter the Blessings. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. God bless you, Ethel. God bless you. And God bless Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And I know we'll be in touch soon. We got to talk about your next books, right?
Yeah, that's right. The next one's for Shavuot coming up.
All right. We'll be in touch. I'll have my people call your people.
Great. Sounds perfect.
All right. Thank you, dear. Shalom, shalom.
Take care. Shalom.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to my interview with Renee Wallace. Now here's Carlos Perdomo. Hallelujah, the Passover Lamb.
The Lamb has been slain, His blood has been shed. The firstborn of God in suffering and death has paid for our sins and broken the chains of fear. The angel of death has passed over us. We're saving God's house. We're under His blood. Oh, the cup of redemption was emptied for us.
Shalom Mishpucha, this is Carlos Perdomo, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Laughter into my soul. Yes, you are. You made me whole.
That was Greg Silverman, and next up is Liberated Willingwall.
Pharaoh had us all enslaved, laboring in his land. The Lord God heard our cry and freed us by his hand. By the blood of the pure and spotless Lamb, we're free, we are all set free. Passover Lamb's blood upon the door, forming a cross to seal us from death's jaw. And by the blood of the
the blood. names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. No longer darkness, we are sons of light. Glory to glory, we are being changed to the image of the coming King by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood. Cross, Messiah Jesus bore our loss. Now we are free by the blood of the Lamb.
That was Mark Chopinski, a Jewish believer in Messiah. He was part of the group Israel's Hope a long time ago. Paul Wilbur was part of that group as well. Yes, my friends, it's all about the blood of the Lamb. And now, here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.